Do you have a standard set of security controls for all products that are made available via these frameworks, / gCloud? For example, can we trust our security assessment, or are we required to conduct our own for each product?
What we've done is to get suppliers on the framework. They've had to ask a lot of questions about their organisation. They've got to say that they are fit and proper to do business with the public sector, and they have to confirm that they meet the definitions of the framework. Beyond that, it's really up to the buyer to understand what risks the risk appetite, the risk profile of what you're buying, the type of service you want, and then match that level of risk appetite to the services that you want to buy. So we do encourage you to clarify with the service providers as you're doing your selection and short and long listing to clarify, well, what capabilities do you have, what level of assurances do you provide. We don't do that as a sort of blanket check for every supplier, but what we do is have a scheme with the PAN Government Accreditation team, so that if one suppliers are on gCloud, they can apply for PAN Government Accreditation for a service or many services. And once they've completed that, then you will be provided with a certain level of assurance of what's been checked, and this is where we have about 73 services currently that have got either IL2 or IL3 PAN Government Accreditation. What we've also done in G4 is ask all the suppliers to tell us whether they've got an accreditation somewhere else, so that again, as a buyer, you can say, well, they may not have PAN Government Accreditation, but they've got PSN accreditation, or they've got departmental accreditation. So it's again trying to give you the information that you can then just clarify with the suppliers to say, well, what does that mean? Shows the accreditation certificate, shows what your residual risks are, for example.